You would be hard-pressed to find words that provoke more anger in our democracy than "the media is doing its job well." This election season, by its very nature unprecedented, has brought to the forefront of our national conversation an idea that has been developing in the American political environment over the course of decades. The media is untrustworthy no matter where you look, so you better avoid it. As evidenced by our influence this election, my generation of Americans is the most democratically oriented in our country's history. But the core of our relationship to our politics has little to do with the actual processes of voting, lobbying, or even advocating for the changes we believe in. It is about the manner in which we get information about our world, or how we consume media, which is an increasingly complex pillar of our democracy. It is our responsibility to scrutinize and evaluate sources of important information, whether they are media giants or our fellow voters. Most of us were not raised on newspapers like our grandparents, or nightly news shows like our parents. We are skeptical about so-called experts in the form of panelists or columnists. We despise bias, unless it favors our stances, and we do not trust outlets owned by big corporations. We grew up with computers and tablets, which aggregate our news sources for us. We read small, independent startup publications online. And we listen to analysis of political issues from any celebrity or friend we want, using Twitter and other forms of social media. The irony is that in our effort to avoid what we see as the monster that is mainstream media, we are turning to alternative sources that are blatantly unreliable, and that present arguments without merit. I'm the editor-in-chief of my high school's humble student newspaper, a venue for students to open dialogue about issues facing our world, nation, and community. No one is more adamant than me that we must educate ourselves about the many challenges that our country faces. No one more accepting of the fact that acquiring this knowledge often goes hand in hand with analyzing it for the benefit of ourselves and others. But I worry that as our distrust of talking heads turns us away from traditional media, we are relying on sources that are untrained, careless, and reckless in what they publish. Don't mishear me. Every adult in America should vote. Our right to fill out a ballot in a private booth is more fundamental to our country's progress than anything, and it is shameful if we don't fulfill it. But where we get the information that helps us decide which candidates will best serve us is not a matter to be taken lightly. Why don't we trust the experts, the real ones? Why are we so skeptical of people who are more knowledgeable than us about any topic relating to politics? I'm a proponent of meritocracy, so I believe that the president should probably know more than high school students like me about the economy and foreign policy. That's an extreme example, but it holds true for the media, too. I believe anchors, pundits, and experts should know more than I do about the history and current state of our political environment. When the great social commentator Fran Lebowitz said that there is too much democracy in the culture, she was talking about the elevation of individual opinions to historically astronomical heights. Again, I'm referring to our opinions as they relate to the political climate as a whole, not to individual candidates. Is it so drastic for young people to rely on traditional media, at least in part, even if it is mainstream, as long as we take everything we read or hear with a grain of salt, and remember that no journalist is truly unbiased? What's wrong with trusting Paul Krugman or David Brooks, veteran liberal and conservative columnists who, sure, work for an old and maybe stuffy publication, but who really do know what they're talking about, as evidenced by the actual substance of their arguments? My responsibility, and that of my generation, is to closely examine the details in all the media I consume. Doing so is a fundamental aspect of my responsibility as a citizen of a democracy.